Live DMA presents Sounds of Live Music Venues. Discover the places in Europe where music becomes alive. A radio show by Live DMA for EU Radio.
Hello everyone, you're listening to Sounds of Live Music Venues, the radio show made for and by concert enthusiasts. In each episode, we take you on a trip to a different city in Europe to enter the doors of some of the coolest live music venues there. We'll meet some of the people who work passionately hard to bring other people together around live music. This first episode takes you to the Portuguese capital, Lisbon. On one of the busiest nightlife streets of the city, there is this really nice music venue called Music Box. We met with João Nogueira, floor manager of the music venue. We talked with him about the history of Music Box, João's relationship to it, and Lisbon's local music scene. This is Sounds of Music Box in Lisbon. Let's start!
You're listening to Sounds of Live Music Venues on EU Radio.
So I'm João again, and I'm the floor manager of Music Box. I take care of everything that happens inside. I take care of artists. I take care of the staff that works here. I'm like the person, the first person you see as an artist. Well, I'm the one who welcomes you if you're playing here. And I think that's it. I'm a floor manager. I do so many different things that it's hard to combine all of those things like in one sentence. Yeah, working as a floor manager, I've been doing this like for 7 years now, I think. But I'm a musician as well, and I've played here since the beginning of Music Box. But working as a floor manager, I think around 7 years now.
João has a special relationship with Music Box. Working as floor manager for 7 years, he was also part of one of the first bands to play there when the music venue opened its doors. He details what Music Box looks like and what to expect when going to a concert in this particular neighborhood of the city, which gathers tourists as well as local people.
Music Box is it's a small venue where we can squeeze around 300 people, and it's in this neighborhood, really old neighborhood by the river, called Cais do Sodré, and I think originally this was like a warehouse from the 1700s, maybe some. I think I'm not too far from the truth, and I think this was like a shipping warehouse since we are by the river. And it's a small venue with a small stage. Not small, it's a comfy venue and a comfy stage with a bar and these really old stone arches, and that helps the acoustic of the venue. And we're in this neighborhood called Cais do Sodré, that now is the Pink Street, known by everyone and every tourist, but it wasn't always like this.
In this changing and diverse neighborhoods, Music Box programs eclectic music. So now it's time to take a short music break with the Portuguese hardcore band Heta. They played Music Box last September, and yeah, let's listen to their music. We'll be back right after. This is Heta and the song Ritalin Kid.
Make the dead go fly. Peace out. Don't hate. Oh.
You're listening to Sounds of Live Music Venues on EU Radio.
Welcome back to Sounds of Live Music Venues, the radio show made for and by concert enthusiasts. We are discovering the music venue from Lisbon called Music Box. Situated in a touristic and thriving neighborhood in the heart of the Portuguese capital, we asked João Nogueira, the venue's floor manager, what kind of music could be heard at Music Box, and also what was his best concert memory there. Let's listen to what he has to say about it.
The main focus of Music Box is to be like this eclectic programming space, and since the beginning, and I think that that's what when they opened, there weren't that many venues like that. Venues and clubs like that. And I think that's been the main focus, and I think it's really important because a lot of different audiences started to mingle in this space, and a lot of different artists come to this place. Actually, back in the day, because I have like a connection to Music Box since the beginning, not as a manager, but as a client, and because I came here like a lot of times to see a lot of shows, and I used to come here to see DJs as well, and smartphones weren't that smart back in the day, so it was a surprise when I came here to see DJs. I didn't know what I was going to listen, and that's kind of helped me, and I imagine that helped a lot of people to open up a little bit to different kinds of different styles of music that they weren't used to listen. So there's no like style of music that happens here, and I think that's one of the biggest focus of Music Box, is to have like this big range of styles of music and performers, and a lot of things happened in these walls. Maybe a couple months ago we had a concert for deaf people, and that was an experience. That was like that was an experience. It was really good. A lot of deaf people touching the walls and dancing to the tempo of the music. It was an experience, and you asked me that, and I remember this concert. And you don't see that very often in other clubs, so. Has a memory. I remembered this one, but I've seen like a lot of good shows, and I played here, and I'm full of great memories from shows in Music Box.
We can definitely understand from João's testimony that live music venues are vehicles for a lot of emotions. They are places filled with memories for the audience going there, as well as the people working there, and assuredly, artists as well. We wish to thank João for this interview. Next time, we'll take you on a trip to Tampere, the second biggest city in Finland, to discover the sounds of G-Live Lab venue. Until then, take care!
This was Sounds of Live Music Venues, the radio show to discover the places in Europe where music becomes alive. Presented by Live DMA for EU Radio.